To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of dawn's early light on the beaches of Lauderdale by the Sea, Florida, comes from a friend's vacation at the beginning of May. They and a friend apparently hopped out of bed and ran across two boulevards and through three hotel pool areas to see this sight, but their photo confirms that they got there. I was actually torn between sharing this photo or another one they had taken and almost shared both views today, but have decided to use their photos that show a transition from dawn to morning as a way of transitioning us from Friday, the dawn of the weekend, to Saturday, the weekend's morning. I think both shots are worthy of sharing, and I hope no one gets upset by my decision to do another first on the blog of sharing a sequential series of photos. I feel compelled to do this because a part of me is right there with my friend, waking up at the crack of dawn to run to the beach. They didn't let the fact that they didn't have beachfront accommodations stop them from getting there. I just love the thrill of the excitement that I get to imagine because they share this one small narrative detail of how they got this photo. The detail tells us of close friends rejoicing in the first moments of their vacation, running through the dark, possibly avoiding traffic, and maybe breaking some rules to experience the splendor of their friendship as much as the beauty of the rising sun. In moments like this, the cares of the world are left behind as we can rejoice in one another and in the world that the Lord has made. So thank God it's Friday, not only because the cares of our workday will diminish with each passing moment, but thank God because of the friends and family he has given us to rejoice with as we walk or run through this wonderful world that he has created for us to enjoy. But also remember that as good as our friends and the things of this world can be, our appreciation of them is increased exponentially when we know that they are all provided for us by God and that we are loved and cared for by him. Knowing that we are united with God through faith in Jesus Christ and experience in the peace and harmony that comes from a relationship with him is worth getting up in the morning and running across highways and jumping over fences. Being united with God brings a joy that doesn't end and gives us a friend who will run with us always, no matter where we go or what time it is. So whether you are alone or running with your bestie, make sure you bring God into your experience. He rejoices over you, so we might as well rejoice with him. a friend is texting. Good morning, friend. But we're doing the podcast. This morning's meditation verse is Philippians 4:7, which said from the New King James Version that says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Today's verse tells us the result of living by faith in Jesus Christ. The result is the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Most people want peace. People schedule vacations and spa days in their attempts to get it. They're willing to pay for it. Some people buy candles and incense to try to get it. Others buy comfortable furniture to lounge or sleep on to experience it. Others turn to comfort foods to taste a measure of it. And while setting the proper conditions in our environments can bring us a measure of peace, none of our efforts to change the circumstances around us will give us the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. The only way to experience the peace of God is to have peace with God. And the only way to have peace with God is to put your faith in Jesus Christ. The world doesn't know peace because the vast majority of it doesn't have peace with God because they refuse to seek it through Jesus Christ. The reason our peace with God surpasses all understanding is because we are given the assurance of our acceptance and a new eternal life that when we place our faith in Christ. When we stand in our identity of who we are in Christ and realize that we are approved by the highest power of all existence, that we have overcome death itself and are given the power to overcome the world's darkness, things don't bother us so much. With this perspective, the calamities of our daily lives are no longer as troubling as they used to be. We can find a measure of God's peace every day. So, enjoy the peace that surpasses all understanding. Let it guard your mind and heart, your thoughts and emotions, on a continual basis. But be sure to let those around you know that you have the answer to peace. You know the one who gave it all so we could have peace with God. Be a minister of reconciliation by introducing people to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Assure them that ultimate peace is found in Him. As always, I invite everyone to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. June Hunt's Suicide Prevention, Hope When Life Seems Hopeless. Today's section is a big section on evaluating suicidal thoughts, right? Yeah. If you want to see that, go to mtforchrist.org and you'll be able to check out that resource. And the section does say how to evaluate the extent of suicide of the suicidal struggle. It's a lengthy section, it's informative, if nothing else. Of course, coming from a Christian perspective. So check that out by going to mtforchrist.org. Thank God it's Friday. Have a great day, and God bless you all.